about it and beg her forgiveness, and be blessed by her with tears of pride and thankfulness in her eyes. No, that is the way with all other bad boys in the books. But it happened otherwise with this Jim, strangely enough. He ate that jam and said it was bully in his sinful, vulgar way. And he put in the tar and said that was bully also, and laughed and observed, "That old woman would get up and snort when she found it out, and when she did find it out, he denied knowing anything about it, and she whipped him severely, and the crying he did himself." Everything about this boy was curious. Everything turned out differently with him from the way it does to the bad Jameses in the books. Once he climbed up in Farmer Acorn's apple tree to steal apples, and the limb didn't break, and he didn't fall and break his arm and get torn by the farmer's great dog, and then languish on a sick bed for weeks and repent and become good. Oh, no, he stole as many apples as he wanted and came down all right. And he was all ready for the dog, too, and knocked him endways with a brick when he came to tear him. It was very strange. Nothing like it ever happened in those mild little books with marbled backs.